We're joined now by Mike Murray here in studio. He's Director of Stewardship and Mission Services for the Diocese of Covington. Mike, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's really good to have you. And we're going to be talking about CRS Rice Bowl this morning. Many people have participated, but there might be some out there who are not familiar. So tell us, first of all, what is CRS Rice Bowl?
Sure. CRS Rice Bowl is a Lenten program of Catholic Relief Services, the official relief and development agency of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Through CRS Rice Bowl, faith communities in every diocese throughout the United States put their faith into action through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Lenten alms donated through CRS Rice Bowl support the work of CRS in roughly 45 countries each year. And what's important to note is 25% of all donations to CRS Rice Bowl actually stay in the local diocese, supporting hunger and poverty alleviation efforts. And since its inception in 1975, CRS Rice Bowl has raised over $300 million for this ministry.
Wow. Do you happen to know how much has been raised for Covington out of that?
We have a very generous faith community. I haven't seen the numbers for this recently, but we have a very, very active and responsive community through the parishes and through our local schools.
Oh, absolutely. And we know you all put it to good use there with Catholic Charities in particular.
And what's interesting is the actual CRS Rice Bowl that we talk about is really just a little simple cardboard box that is a tool for collecting Lenten alms. Mm-hmm. And it was started in Allentown, Pennsylvania in 1975 and has taken off from there. So many families know of the simple cardboard box that arrives every year with their children or from their parish. And it's a very effective way to, meet the needs of so much poverty that's in the world.
Very effective, particularly for children, I think, who get excited to have kind of a piggy bank sort of thing to do during Lent, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, so true.
Now, how many communities are participating in CRS Rice Bowl these days?
We have actually 14,000 Catholic parishes and schools across the United States who are participating in CRS Rice Bowl. And that number is up from the year before, and it continues to grow every year. So we're very thankful for everyone's participation in this important program.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if anyone's interested in participating in CRS Rice Bowl, where can they get one of the actual rice bowls?
Right. Dioceses, parishes, and schools around the country order CRS Rice Bowls and Lenten calendars for their communities. I would encourage your listeners to check with the parish or the school in their local area to find out where CRS Rice Bowls would be distributed. If they're not associated with a Catholic parish or school, they can visit the CRS Rice Bowl webpage to download helpful resources. At that site, they offer videos, recipes, reflections, and a collection of stories of hope from people around the world whose lives have been changed through programs funded by CRS Rice Bowl.
Yeah, and I've read some of those stories and have spoken to people from Catholic Relief Services on the show talking about the great work that can be done as a result of I keep thinking about the kids' involvement in this, school students' involvement in this, just the little pennies and dimes and nickels that the quarters that they put in these rice bowls.
So true.
How many people they help.
Right. And in the 45 years we've been conducting CRS Rice Bowl, we've raised over $250 million to help alleviate poverty. And of that, $62 million or 25% has stayed in the local, communities to help poverty issues locally. So it's been an incredibly powerful program.
It really is. We're talking to Mike Murray, Director of Stewardship and Mission for the Diocese of Covington. And Mike, what is the Diocese of Covington doing to promote CRS Rice Bowl?
We have a CRS Rice Bowl luncheon kickoff that is scheduled for Thursday, February the 13th at Bishop Howard Memorial Auditorium in Covington, where we invite our elementary and secondary diocesan schools to participate. We will bring our community together. We will have nonprofit leaders assigned to each table to talk to the students about poverty issues locally. And then we have a CRS speaker that has been assigned, and his name is Thomas Awepo from Ghana.
Oh, yes.
And Thomas will be coming in to speak to the students about his experience with poverty in his life. And it's a powerful presentation. I've heard him speak before, and he's an amazing speaker. So our students will have the opportunity to learn locally and internationally about the issues that everyone is dealing with. And then we ask them to go back to their schools with ideas that they can incorporate at the school level to help promote CRS Rice Bowl.
And one of the greatest things that I love about this is that, or at least they've done it in years past. I haven't checked their website to see if they're doing it this year, but they would put up recipes that that someone in, say, I think about when Matt Swaim went to Ghana with Catholic Relief Services, and they had a Ghanaian recipe that would cost $2 maybe to make in the United States, that are delicious, but you take the money that you save from going out to dinner that day and put it towards CRS Rice Bowl. So it's a great way to get people involved and really understanding what our brothers and sisters overseas are experiencing.
That is so true. And we're fortunate to have Catholic Relief Services here as a resource to us. We work with a woman from the Catholic Relief Services Southeastern Office. Her name is Martha Maria Morales, and she's a wonderful liaison between our diocese and the CRS efforts that are taking place. And we're blessed.
Yeah, we are. Now, Mike, remind us again, where can people get more information about CRS Rice Bowl?
They can contact their local parish or their schools about information, but also, too, the CRS Rice Bowl website, crsricebowl.org, is available for anyone to peruse and to be able to receive benefit of information from.